Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So how many of you guys take your iPhone in with you to the potty? I do. I told you guys. We actually kind of studied which games help you potty the most. And I take my phone with me to the potty all the time. I used to, not because I was playing games, it's just because I'd be on call and I would have to make sure I could answer the phone if somebody called. And sometimes I'm not in the potty for just a couple seconds. Sometimes I'm in there for a little longer. And also, I stopped buying magazines, so I didn't really have magazines in the back of the toilet. I still do. I think I have a magazine from 2004. But once you add your phone, I'm like, well, I could read, you know, People Magazine online. I could read The Inquirer online. I know you guys think I read medical journals. I can't read medical journals on the potty. Because if I don't understand something, I'll clench. And I don't want to clench. I need my parasympathetic system kicking in so I could go potty. So I usually read fluff, you know, or I, you know, surf Facebook or something. Well, you guys might want to rethink that. For those of you that have your phones or any Apple products in the bathroom with you, or when you're changing, or naked, or near the shower, some of you have like a little place to put your phone so you have the music on, so while you're showering, you can kind of be, you know, grooving. Yeah, I still groove. I don't care if it's the 2020s. They could be hijacked, and they could be hacked, and people could be looking at you naked or straining. I don't know what look you make when you potty, but my guess is not very flattering. So Apple is urging everybody to do their software update. And some of you guys don't believe that. You're like, wait a second, is this update going to, you know, put us at risk? But Apple has released an emergency security update disclosing that there are vulnerabilities, serious vulnerabilities, for certain iPhone, iPad, and Mac products. I don't have my MacBook Pro here, but that's okay. I'm dressed, so I don't care. These vulnerabilities were disclosed in a software update that nobody reads, and luckily the news picked it up. Fox News, I mean, all the news outlets, NBC, all of them. So according to Daily Mail, these are the devices that are affected. Your iPhone, anywhere from 6S on up. I don't know what my iPhone is, 13, I don't know. An iPad Pro, all models of your iPad Pro. iPad Air, the iPad Air 2 and higher, iPad 5th generation and higher, iPad Mini 4th generation and later, iPod Touch 7th generation, Mac computers. So what were the issues? They said the WebKit, the browser engine that engine that powers Safari and Kernel. I don't use those, but the vulnerabilities have been pointed out. And the update is supposed to be your iOS 15.6.1 and your iPad OS 15.6.1. Now, they say your iOS update is not required for older operating systems like the Mac OS Catalin and Big Sur. I don't know what the hell that is. I don't use Safari, or do I? I thought I used Microsoft Edge and Chrome, so I'm not really sure. All I know is I take my phone with me to the potty, so I need to do something. So I got to do my update. But apparently, this flaw threatens that cyber crooks can actually take control of the device, can access our bank accounts, access our photos, access our videos, text for us. So I can't reach out to all my friends and family, but if you get a text from me telling you off to go blank, well, that could actually be me. If you get a text from me, you know, that doesn't sound like me, it's not, okay? All right, you guys know how I sound. So if it's like, oh, how's your day going? That's fake. All right, I don't really care how your day is going. If it's, oh, hi, you know, you look nice. I don't do that kind of stuff. You know, usually my texts have a cuss word in it. But if anything doesn't sound like me or it sounds creepy, it's not me. So, you know, we are very dependent. I told you guys, our vulnerabilities have been self-inflicted, where China, Russia, whoever wants to access us electronically or cyberly can. I mean, we're downloading the stupidest apps where we could put ourselves in movies. Remember last year, I had myself in Lord of the Rings and Wonder Woman, you know, and I was like, oh, look how good. Where are those apps coming from? Who am I giving access to on my phone? And now the phone itself can have security vulnerabilities. I don't care how good an IT wall you have and firewall and all that stuff. There are people out there that all they do is try to figure out how to overcome that. And we have enemies. And we have a lot of enemies. A lot of people don't like America. And they might not go after us with a bomb or a torpedo. How they're going to go after us is cyber. They're going to go after us through tech. And what is one easy way for a foreign entity that hates us or an enemy to get to us all at once or to make us vulnerable? Our phones. We have allowed our enemy to have access into the toilet. Some of you guys use your mirror feature. And you can flip and you can look to see if there's something in the back of the teeth. I use my mirror feature all the time. I check to see if there's something in my teeth. Well, you know, some of you might be, I don't know, shaving before a date. Please, for the love of God, don't use your phone. Don't try to take a picture and go, okay, let me blow this up. All right? Use a mirror. Go old school. I would recommend that we actually use our phones for what we really need to use our phones for. We've all, and I'm a Gen X, and I didn't have any trust of electronics for the longest time. But now I don't even memorize phone numbers. I use my phone as my video, as my camera, as a broadcasting tool, as a calculator for my weather, for my radar, I use it for everything. Maybe go old school. Just try it. And see if you can get by, if you can actually reach out to family. Let's say you remember a phone number and you use a landline. You know, you still have other cameras. Just see if you can. Because I tell you, once we do go to war with any of these countries, we are going to be told to turn off our devices. And I think everybody's going to freak. Look how people are freaking out over the security flaw. So have a plan B if you have to be off the grid. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. If any of you guys are store owners and convenience shop owners, we want to hear from you. Have you thought about locking down? Have you had to close up your shop? Not because of COVID, not because of inflation, but because of theft. Do you have people just randomly come in and ransack, steal? I mean, we've seen it in our area. I told you guys I was at a Home Depot, and I had bought I think I bought a little gift card, and then I had to go pee. And they asked, do I want a bag? And I go, or a receipt? I go, yeah, can you give me a receipt so nobody thinks I stole anything? Even though a gift card isn't activated until you go up to the register. But I'm like, I just don't want anybody to think I stole anything. And the person behind the counter said, oh yeah, we've had tons of people today that have, stolen. Tons. How It's only been one. It was like only noon or maybe 12:30 in the afternoon. And there were people that just walk in, grab something, and walk out. I blame a lot of things. The masks, I think, were ridiculous. These mask mandates help definitely lead to crime. Now, a lot of these people are still getting caught, but if now somebody walks in or walks up to a bank teller and their half of their face or the majority of their face is covered, rather than hitting the button or calling the police or security stopping them, we still have this, oh, well, because of COVID. So people are walking up to bank tellers masked. In the olden days, that would mean that person's a robber. But now it's normal. Well, crime is changing. Now people don't even care about the mask. Did you guys see this video footage where there was about 100 people that jumped onto a 7-Eleven in L.A., Los Angeles? This was on August 15th. They blocked the roads to the store. They took over an intersection with their cars. And then they jumped into the 7-Eleven and started ransacking the store. They were throwing things, stealing things. This was at Figueroa Street and El Segundo Boulevard. You saw looters shouting. I mean, there was about 100 of them. People running across the store. They grabbed drinks, cigarettes, lottery tickets. Now, the lottery tickets, what they could do with those is they know where the tickets were sold. And so they could possibly, I'm sure they have the software to do this, say any lottery tickets taken from this time to this time on this night are inactive. But yeah, you wonder if one of them, I mean, imagine just stealing hundreds of lottery tickets. They stole chips, all sorts of things. And according to the Los Angeles Police Department, suspects started throwing items at police, too. One store employee had to leave fearing for their life. There was a suspect wearing a Colorado Rookies and started, like, throwing food at the employee. I mean, thank God this employee didn't get killed. But you see just mass mayhem in just one 7-Eleven. And the majority of the people not wearing masks. There's no resistance. Staff members couldn't put up a fight. Staff members, get the hell out of there. If you work for any company and you think your life is in jeopardy, get the hell out of there. So now, kudos to those, I think it was a Best Buy team, who were in like a football defense formation to stop people from trying to steal. You know, that was kudos to them, but sadly, they could have been killed if somebody pulled a gun. Now, these people are going to be, if caught, and a lot of them didn't wear masks, they're going to face charges of vandalism, grand theft, and looting. Before the store incident, they said the crowd took the street over, blocked traffic with their vehicles, and were even performing donuts. So a spokesperson for the LAPD said on August 15th, around 12:40 a.m., a street takeover initiated at the intersection of Figueroa Street and El Segundo Boulevard. They said motorists flooded the intersection, blocked traffic with their vehicles from all directions to create a pit in the middle of the intersection. And then they exited their vehicles. They drove doing donuts. And then, you know, and we've seen this a lot in Florida. You saw pictures in Miami of people taking over the intersection and doing donuts. I don't know if it's a Fast and Furious sort of thing, but somehow it turned into stealing and attacking, a convenience store. And I'm just kind of blown away that there's not this respect for the law, respect for others, respect for others' people's property. And these flash mob looting sort of trend can easily grow. We're coming up on a weekend. People get bored. Now me, you know, I might have in the 80s gone to the mall. I might have cruised the strip, you know, checking out where the cute guys were. But other people are like, you want to know what? The police are overrun. There's, you know, we'll get out of jail overnight. In fact, some people want a mugshot for their street cred, for their album, for their, you know, being a being an outlaw, although they don't call it that now, gives people some cred, gives people some value in circles. And so they don't care about stealing bags of chips and lottery tickets. The problem is business owners are done. Business owners can't deal with that. You know, me having a medical office, people stole things from my medical office. Theft is nothing new. So I stopped stocking KY. I stopped stocking Band-Aids and things like that. Now, I get that, you know, if you have somebody who's poor and they could, you know, grab an extra Band-Aid or two, you know, I understand that. And anybody who needed extra Band-Aids, I would give it to them so they could have them at the house. But KY, what sort of, you know, financial and you know, distraught situation are you in that requires you stealing tubes of KY from your doctor's office? So we stopped, and by the way, we stopped using KY for pap smears because they said it interfered with the reed. Just, you know, use some warm water on it. You don't necessarily have to lube the speculum. Women didn't like that, but it just, that's just how it happened. And so, you know, we just stopped having anything in the rooms because people would steal. So people steal. That happens. But to be mobbed like this, how this store overcomes. Now, somebody would say, well, that's what insurance is for. Insurance will pay for it. Well, what do you think insurance companies are doing right now? They're raising the rates. They're like, to hell with this. And then what about people who are law-abiding? What if they need to stop in and get some condoms or a tampon or a snack at 7-Eleven or a lottery ticket? They say San Francisco, Cleveland, Portland have seen major activity drop by at least 50% because of soaring crime. Now, other cities like Salt Lake City, Utah, Bakersfield, California, Columbus, Ohio are enjoying a comeback, but some of the most liberal-leaning, crime-ruled cities are starting to see deserted downtowns. There was a study by the Institute of Governmental Studies at the University of California, Berkeley, San Francisco's downtown area, found to only be 31% active over the spring of 2022 compared to pre-pandemic levels. Cleveland down to 36%, Portland 41%. Now, you know, post-pandemic, you want to get out there, you want to meet people, you want to shop, you want to, You know, I told you guys that part of the inflation problem is also crime. When companies have to pay for plastic casing and more security and to try to talk employees to coming back saying, look, I know there might be looters, you know, but, you know, we promise that it'll be just as safe to come back to work than stay at home. They have to pay employees more to come to work. Who the hell's going to want to work at a convenience store? So, it's a shame. You know, every time I walk into a convenience store, you know, I always kind of let them know, you know, I'm good, I'm just going to pee, I just don't want them worried. And you know that they're worried. Anytime somebody could walk in could threaten their life. We shouldn't have an America like this. Cleveland, my mom was born in Cleveland. Cleveland's a fantastic city. But for people to be afraid to go outside or to go downtown, you see people shooting up. You see, you know, you see the drugs, the crime, the, you know, it's, I don't know what the answer is, but I think if you have elected representatives, you need to demand that they do the job you elected them for. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The NFL and Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson settled on an 11-game suspension for his inappropriate behavior towards massage therapists. After denying the American people sovereignty with the wall at the U.S.-Mexico border, President Biden is installing a fence encircling his Delaware home. The cost you and I are paying is nearly $500,000. Foot Locker named Ulta Beauty Incorporated Chief Executive Mary Dillon as its next CEO, succeeding Richard Johnson, who is retiring. The Wall Street Journal is reporting Cineworld Group, the owner of Regal Cinemas, is preparing to file for bankruptcy within weeks. The group appears unable to recover from the government's pandemic lockdowns. Cineworld is expected to file a Chapter 11 petition in the United States and is considering filing an insolvency proceeding in the United Kingdom. USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I moved out when I was 18. I didn't particularly have a good relationship with my parents. I loved them. I just could not stand the, you live under our roof, you follow our rules. And I didn't like the rules. I didn't like their punishments. And I'm like, I want to live on my own. I want to support myself. So with no car, with hardly any money, because they needed it and they took it, luckily I had a full ride scholarship to school, I just had to find a place to live, get a job that was walking distance from where I lived. So what I did is I went into the dorms, and the dorms allowed cheaper rent at the time. I was able to walk across the street and work at Jack in the Box. I was able to also tutor and then do some secretarial type jobs.
They were called secretarial at the time. Now they're called assistant jobs. And between three part-time jobs, I was able to pay for my dorm, pay for my food, and anything my academic scholarship didn't cover. And in the dorms, I had a girl roommate. I had girl suite mates. But it was a co-ed floor. And there were dudes, which I liked. Okay? I didn't really want to be in an all-girl dorm. I liked guys. I wanted to hang out with guys. In fact, I liked hanging out with the guys more than my suite mates. My roommate was cool, but my suite mates, eh. So, loved hanging out with the dudes. The dudes were cool. And it was great. There was panty raids. There were some assaults. And it might not have been the most ideal situation. But, you know, at the time, it was one of those things where, you know, until you could get into an apartment and have your own place, you know, I just did what I could and I lived where I could. And so it was a honors floor, and the honors floor seemed to be a little less of a party area, such that even though people still got drunk, trust me, academic students drink, and, you know, it was a little bit more, apparently, I think those were people in the honors program. I forget why it was called the honors floor. But anyway, it was a little less raunchy and alcohol-infused, even though you weren't supposed to have alcohol in dorms. You weren't supposed to, you know, be in each other's rooms and doing weird things. But it happened. Well, a lot of parents send their kids off to school, and they want to know that their kids aren't going to overly party. They aren't going to have sex. They aren't going to get assaulted. And some, you know, live by the old adage of, well, if they're going to go to an all-girl or an all-guy, there'll be less of that. And you and I know that's not the case, right? You know, the more you are, you know, stuck living with women, the more you want to be around, right, non-women. That's just the way it is. I'd be home all day with my mom. My dad came home. I was like, hallelujah, praise the Lord. And so, you know, the concept of an all-girl dorm, all-guy dorm, it still exists out there. But in terms of your roommates and your suite mates, because you share a shower, because you share a bathroom, because schools have Title IX rules and they could be in a slew of trouble if any assault or any sort of inappropriate or harassment occurs on their property, they've been trying to keep girls roomed with girls, suite mates with suite mates, so there's no shower attacks or whatever. Not that just because there's a guy in there. But, you know, there's always that opportunity of two people hooking up and then somebody, well, there is always an opportunity of assault, whether it's female, male, you know, but there's also that opportunity of people hooking up and going, no, I never wanted it. And then, you know, why did you put a guy and a girl in a room together? If she didn't consent to that, now burden of proof is on you as a school. So to keep things more, simplified, you would have the separation of men and women. You had that separation of men and women in jails, had that separation of men and women in hospital rooms, although some beds you'd have males in, but they'd try to keep females in one room, males in another. Well, that changed. And it changed because not all males identify as male. They identify as female. Not all females identify as female. Some identify as male. And so new laws have come into play that say, look, if you identify as a female, then you could be in a female dorm. Now, a Christian college took this to court. The College of the Ozarks, I believe. Let me make sure. Yeah, College of the Ozarks sued the Department of Housing and Urban Development after a memo was issued in February 2021 that prohibited discrimination of gender identity or sexual orientation under the Fair Housing Act. So the United States Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit Court ruled against the College of Ozarks lawsuit, which was against the Biden administration's directive that universities permit student housing based on gender identity. The court ruled against the Christian College in Point Lookout, Missouri on July 27th, when they had followed the suit a year earlier. They had challenged the Department of Housing and Urban Development on the point of the Alliance Defending Freedom represent the college, alleged the order violated religious liberty by forcing religious schools to open their dormitories, including dorm rooms and shared shower spaces, to members of the opposite sex. The appellate court upheld a lower ruling to toss the case on the basis that the college lacks sufficient standing to sue. Now, you see, I think the mistake that a lot of these colleges are doing is on the religious aspect. You know, the freedom of religion, it's against our religion. If I was a university, I would ask, and you don't have to, mind you, I have family members who are transgender. I support transgender rights, but what I don't support is having an entity boxed in where they're damned if they do, damned if they don't. So that prison where, didn't a couple of the inmates get pregnant because they were roomed with a transgender inmate, and maybe they did choose to have sex, you know, just because somebody's transgender doesn't mean they don't want to have sex with you. Now, just because somebody identifies as female doesn't mean they, you know, they're lesbian or gay. Transgender is still a different, it's a different definition. It's a different entity. Just like, you know, somebody who's gay does not mean they're transgender. And so if a school under Title IX rules has to protect everybody from harassment, assault, seeing a penis if they don't want to, then what are they supposed to do if a suite mate, and suite mates are where you have, okay, so you have two or three in the room, that's, those are your roommates, your suite mates are the ones that share the bathroom. Sometimes there's shared shower at the end of the hall, shared bathroom. Sometimes you actually have a bathroom in between the rooms. So if you have somebody that, let's say, doesn't want to see boobs or doesn't want to see a penis or doesn't want to, that they could file a Title IX. And that school could be in a crap load of trouble. So if I was a college, I would say, look, you know, I get there's these laws, but they conflict. What are we supposed to do if we have a female student who does not want to shower with somebody who has a penis? Even if they are, even if the student is heterosexual, even if the person with the penis is transgender, are we liable under Title IX? And Title IX training is very rigorous. And if somebody is exposed to something they don't want to be exposed to, a dirty joke, an email, a meme, they could sue or hold that school up on charges for Title IX violations. So the idea of, you know, supporting the LGBTQ community, I totally get that. I totally get that. I, you know, like I said, I have family members who are transgender, you know, and they wouldn't hurt a flea. But how does a school, you know, keep that separation and that protection from them violating Title IX? There has to be some sort of guidance. Where's our leaders? 1-877-DOT-7.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 800-800-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so there's an elephant in the room, and we might as well address it. And the one thing I am hearing, and I have been hearing since the last election, is that every future election, there is going to be not only an October surprise, but some sort of medical catastrophe or outbreak that is going to prevent an accurate, organized, consistent election process. And this is a concern people have. So I'm getting messages and emails and texts going, okay, what's going on here with monkeypox? When's the next COVID wave going to hit? What's going on with flu? and is the first and second week of November supposed to be the hot point or the trifecta of all of these converging and there being a big mega epidemic or mega pandemic that's going to prevent people from going to vote, and then the midterms are going to go one way or another? I hope the hell not. I am sick and tired of seeing how politics and medicine mix. The only sort of politics I want to see with medicine is, you know, fixing our healthcare system and not making stupid rules that give people high deductibles or less access to care or diminish care and all the other BS that happens. But when it comes to our elections, they really need to be exclusive. They need to be independent of each other. But people are concerned, and they ask. They go, what the hell's going on here? So, the huge question I'm being asked is monkeypox. We have now witnessed the start of an outbreak that began this spring that seems to be growing by about 1,000 cases a day. In the U.S., we're already at, 14,100 cases, and those are what the CDC has reported. I think, is it Penn State now has a college student on campus? There's slowly college students and other people are kids. We've had at least 8 children testing positive. So people are wondering if this is something that is going to get bigger. One, for their own personal health, but two, because is this going to be something that ends up preventing people going to the voting booths or the polls and voting in person? And I get it. I get that people are nervous about this. If you look at the timeline, and if you look at what's happening with monkeypox, yes, monkeypox can be a huge threat. You know, college campuses are, people are coming back to college. And when people come back to college, they party. They have sex. Monkeypox on college campuses is very bad. Monkeypox in any situation is bad. And people keep saying, yeah, but this is only a men who have sex with men disease. No, it's not. Monkeypox was always a household contact, a receiving it from an animal, zoonotic illness, scratch, bite, whatever, and then being spread among household contacts, just like smallpox, just like chickenpox. So I don't want to worry people, but yes, I do think monkeypox is rising. COVID, the Omicron wave going down, 3 months later, another wave is going to come back. And then, of course, flu. As I spoke about yesterday, and I'm not wanting this to happen. Trust me, I'm not. But as a doctor, I need to prepare people for, you know, and I need to convey to you what we're getting. And Australia is telling us they had a pretty robust flu season, almost pre-pandemic levels. In fact, they may be expecting it to surpass pre-pandemic levels when their flu season ends in a month or two. Because they've already had hundreds of thousands of flu cases. So most likely then U.S., because COVID is becoming more weak, the flu is going to have a chance to kind of get into our cells and do what it needs to do. Because COVID and flu have competed. So the trifecta of COVID, a new wave of COVID, God forbid, monkeypox and flu, could come in November. And I'm not saying this because I want it to happen. I don't. I don't believe anything should affect the integrity of our elections. Our elections, we have had plenty of time to rehearse and practice and glean where fraud could be, and it doesn't look like we've really done much with that. Everybody still seems to be of the thinking, oh yeah, mail-in ballots are fine. And mail-in ballots, even if you're healthy, is a way to vote. Just send in your mail-in ballot. And even though I trust the post office, I just don't know if I trust harvesters that well. I just don't know if I trust those envelopes with those little holes in them. So for those of you that are a little anxious about upcoming election, and everybody's anxious, whether you're right, left, it's just election years are always anxiety producing. You know, nobody wants to see the signs of the politicians. Nobody wants to see the ads. It's just negative, 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 negative. But I'm telling you as a physician, even if it wasn't an election year, I'm a little nervous about the fall. Monkeypox does not seem to be going away. All right? Monkeypox seems to be expanding. and it seems to be not following the typical pattern of monkeypox. So what we know monkeypox to be is you get a spot on your face, and you get a couple spots on the face, then it goes down. We're not seeing that. We're seeing some of these spots start in the genitals, and rather than being completely covered, just a few. We're seeing some people not get spots. We're seeing some people not get the fever, not get all the symptoms. So because monkeypox is acting differently, if we try to use the logic we have from our previous monkeypox infections that we identified in humans in the 70s and animals in the 50s, we might be missing the mark. And if monkeypox is already starting to be detected on college campuses, and we know what college students like to do, especially if they don't have to worry about paying debt now. They have, you know, a lot more time to have sex. See, I was worried about college debt. So I would sit there in my room, sexless, going, man, see, if I didn't have to worry about college debt, I would have had a lot more sex, too. So I do fear that there is not going to be so much an October surprise. There's always some October surprise. But that there is going to be an argument or some sort of medical concern that is going to push the drive for people to not leave their house and stay at home when they need to submit their votes and turn in their votes. I'm not a fan with that at all. I mean, I love going to the voting booth. I like getting my sticker, you know. I like yelling at because now my kids can vote, so I can go with my kids, you know. And if they're kind of fighting and doing stupid stuff and wet-willing, I could yell at them, you know, bad boys. You know, everybody's like, shh, I'm voting. You know, you got the shushing. I have a good time when we vote. I love going to vote. I love going there. I'm very nervous just taking something and throwing it in the, you know, in the mailbox. I trust the mail. I just don't trust, you know, just something in an envelope. And is it going to get to you? How many times have you sent somebody something and they go, I didn't get it. I didn't get your payment. Now everything's electronic and that avoided that. But we're not electronic necessarily with our voting. It's still old school 1970s. You know, put something in an envelope and slap a stamp, or there's no postage necessary on them. So I don't want to perpetuate any hysteria or paranoia that we're going to have another 2020 cluster when it comes to people fearing going to the polls and voting. But I do have to be honest, as a medical professional, we have a couple things coming around the bend. And I wish monkeypox was not an issue. But if it still rises 1,000 cases a day in terms of testing, and our testing is getting better, and our vaccines are too slow to come out, and people are not necessarily abstaining from touching each other and touching each other's stuff and breathing each other and being close and, I don't know, showering together, whatever everybody else does these days, yes, there is that potential. I mean, I hug everybody I see. I could get monkeypox. So, but I'm telling you, if I have monkeypox, I will still go to the polls and vote. You might not want me there, but I want to vote. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.